Blog Talk Radio.
Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited about you guys joining us tonight. Hope you're doing well. We hope you're excited, and we just hope that you're having a great day today as well. Hey, again, welcome to Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, and you have a beautiful and awesome guest coming up real soon. We're going to tell you more about her in a little bit. Hey, the number, ladies and gentlemen, to call in, 347-843-4559. Those on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all points north, you need to put the number out there, ladies and gentlemen. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. People say, well, Kevin, what is Power Connections? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is where we connect you with powerful people, people that can help you, take you to the next level, encourage you, get you excited about what you're doing, help you with your dreams, help you with your goals, help you with getting better, right? Just in your own health, you can get better in your own health with the right people. So this is what Power Connections is all about, ladies and gentlemen. We bring people from all over the world. They dial in via Skype. They dial in via the phone and just whatever it takes to get them on the network, ladies and gentlemen. So we're excited about that. Hey, also, too, we thank you so much for joining us. We thank you also for supporting the network. The network is growing each and every day. I just checked the numbers earlier, and we're growing again. So we thank you for that. We thank God for the opportunity to be here as well. So guys, hey, we're so excited about you being with us today, and we just hope that all is going well. Hey, we're going to have a great show tonight, great connection tonight, and we're going to introduce our guests properly in a minute, but we're just excited, guys. Things are popping all over the place. We are broadcasting from the great state of Georgia, but broadcasting through the internet worldwide. That's pretty cool when you think about it. So we're excited about Power Connections being worldwide and being a part of your time tonight. And also, for those who will be listening on the rebroadcast later, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this out on your network as well. I believe you'll have some takeaways and learn something about our wonderful guests tonight as well. So we're excited about that. So, guys, we're going to get ready to get going here. It is a beautiful day. And we're just excited about the rest of the week coming up. It's almost the weekend, so we hope that you're getting ready for that as well. All right. I love it. I love that high energy music, man. That's Mr. George Duke, ladies and gentlemen. 500 miles to go. I love that energy that he puts in that music there. Okay, hey, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we want to put your hands together, first of all, for the Almighty, and we also thank you for being with us on Power Connections. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Wonderful, wonderful. Hey, guys, we have a wonderful, awesome guest on the network, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to bring her on in a few seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mrs. Selena Pizarro coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness director, background is in that area in corporate wellness. She's an author. She's going to talk about that. And she's a motivational speaker. And she's also a speaker about health and wellness and healthcare as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about Selena being with us tonight. But I do want to bring her. I'll read her bio, and I tell you guys, we could be here like for 5 hours if I was to read everything about this young lady. So we're excited about that, but we're going to read a brief part of her bio. But she has an extensive background in some serious areas, ladies and gentlemen. Just so glad that God connected us when we was down in Orlando, Florida, and Selena just made a great impression upon me based on her background in healthcare and her family and everything else. It's just great. Great to meet her. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Miss Selena Pizarro. Selena Pizarro completed her Bachelor's of Science in Health Information Management at Florida International University in 2002 and 2003, became a registered health information administrator. You know, guys, that's very, very important, too. She is registered, if you will, and certified in these areas we're talking about. Selena, numerous training programs and seminars resulted in expertise in quality management, one of my favorite words, quality, project management, software applications, system conversion, health information, privacy and security education, human resource management, and performance improvement. I love it. Two of my another great word, performance improvement. Selena completed her internship program at Jackson Memorial in Miami, Florida, and is an active advocate for students and is always looking for ways to give back to the community. So that's up, community, so that's up and coming. And what they call high mirrors, received extensive and thorough internship training to gain and the necessary knowledge to enter the work environment as a well-achieved professional, powerful. Currently, Selena is Director of Information Services Compliance Officer at the Treatment Center located in Lake Worth, Florida area, ladies and gentlemen. She has also worked as a consultant intern at HIM, HIM Director, and the HIM Expert Case Analyst, and EHR Implementation Specialist as a directorship in the acute care and behavioral health settings. I love that. Prior to that, her professional focus pioneered HIM, H-I-M, in the home health field, creating positions such as planned care coordinator and health information specialist manager. Prior to her, HIM management positions and completion of formal HIM education, Selena's roots was in HIM are truly from the basement up. Her first medical record job was at Martin Memorial Home Health, where she worked in the trenches, actually in the basement. I love it. You got to start at the bottom, right, and push yourself up. And as a medical record filing clerk, her continued education and professional growth is a testimony to what can be achieved in the HIM field. I love it. Selena is a past president of the Suncoast Health Information Management Association, membership chair at HIM, expert panelist, as well as a member since 1998. Selena has, for the past 5 years, represented the Suncoast region as a delegate of the FHIMA's House of Delegates is on the committee that chairs for the FHIMA Task Force, Bridging the Gap, student mentor, as well as a member of the AHIMA. Say that three times, ladies and gentlemen, since 1998. When people ask, what do you do for a living? Selena describes her career as a health information gatekeeper. I love it. Patient advocacy, a privacy advocacy, or I should say advocate, and the liaison between clinical arena and the healthcare system. Wow. Seeing one of the most critical technological advances toward the EHR development during her career in the advancement of scanning technology and the use of social media. Well, ladies and gentlemen on the planet, I want you guys, as I open up the mic for Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Selena as we open up her mic. Selena, welcome to Power Connections. What's up? What's up?
Thank you, Dr. Ron. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you so much. It seems like that was all so long ago because that bio is my professional career, and it's all accurate.
Yeah.
But my world and my passion and the I wouldn't even call it a career or a profession now, but my passion that I'm pursuing has really taken a kind of a 360 from that. So that in 2016, I left corporate healthcare. I was doing very, very well in corporate healthcare, but it was right before that time where I had this my personal own physical journey and transformation to wellness. And in doing so, it changed the course of my life, which now all of that seems, what you read seems like it was so long ago.
Exactly. It gets you right to where you're at today. I'm so glad that you did the journey. The journey changes sometimes, but you got to have a background. That was a powerful background. So we thank God for your journey. We thank God for your background and, of course, your qualifications that you have. That's great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Selena Pizarro on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. We're so excited for her being here. You know, Selena, one thing we like to do, we always give our guests a chance to say a few words to the network out there. Any opening statements there you'd like to say?
My mission is to help as many people, specifically I work with women, but I believe that we can all live well holistically without the use of unnecessary medications and prescriptions.
Hey, man, I agree with you 1,000%. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, we believe in the good book, the Bible. And in the Bible, it didn't say nothing about that you'll need to take a aspirin every morning, before you get started. Or any other thing. Yeah, so God gave us everything we needed, ladies and gentlemen, naturally. And I think slowly, Selena, we're finally getting back to that slowly but surely. So with your help, we'll get more people in that area. So that's very, very powerful. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to get back to the natural way. And that's what Selena Pizarro is all about, ladies and gentlemen. She's a holistic transformation coach, and corporate wellness coach, and author and speaker. And we'll be going to talk about all of that today on Power Connection. Well, that's wonderful. Well, first of all, Selena, how is your week so far? Tell us a little about your week. In general, no details, but just in general, how was your week?
Well, it's been going well. I've been up to some new things for the ladies that I work with and the groups that I coach and share information with. Mm-hmm. And I've been killing it in the gym. I feel real strong this week and
real
positive on that note. You know, some weeks are better than others.
Yeah,
and,
I love it.
My daughter's been doing really well in school. She just got done touring Full Sail College in Orlando.
Wow.
So
that's wonderful.
That's exciting. Yeah, she's only in seventh grade. I said, we got a couple more years.
I love it, man. Yeah. It looks like she's exceeding all expectations, in other words. What a blessing. What a blessing. Yes. I love it. So you just sound like, wow, that's amazing, ain't it? If I didn't know any better, you'd think she'd be older the way you're describing her, you know? I love it.
Yeah, she's at a junior-senior high school, so she takes classes with the high school kids. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Well, Selena, give us, since we're talking about really some health tonight and our transformation of our own bodies, tell us a little bit about your regimen throughout the week. I mean, how do you get started in the morning in general, and then what do you do, and then how do you get to your clients and let's talk about that portion of it first. What do you do for yourself first and then for your clients as a business model?
Well, it's funny you should say that. I'm putting together a new challenge for my group. And
I love it.
This is going to be 5 mini habits to small steps to massively transform your day. And really, you know, we are creatures of habit. So whether you know it or not, you have a routine that you follow each and every day. So putting in routines or putting in habits into your routine that support a healthy lifestyle is the first thing that I do with all of my clients. So for me, and you know, I do what I preach. You know, my day starts, most days start in the 5 o'clock hour, and that's by choice. Sometimes I'll wake up with the sun depending on when I go to sleep, but I always make sure that I'm setting myself up to get at least 7, if not 8 hours of
good
sleep, which is totally important for me. I mean, some people can go with less, but you need to at least set yourself up. And I believe that a productive and a successful day and a healthy day starts at night. So actually my day routine starts in the evening. So for example, it's 8 o'clock. Usually I'm not in my office at 8 o'clock, but I am right now. But I have already, you know, we've already had our family dinner. Everything is, you know, put away and cleaned up, and tomorrow's lunches are prepared. I have herbal tea that I always make, and I make herbal teas for some of my clients. So very much into herbal remedies and the healing power of herbs and spices. So I do an herbal tea. So with that, then I go into like what I consider my nighttime routine. And this is winding down. And like I said, normally I'm not in an office at this time, but it's important to reduce or eliminate blue light technology 2 hours before you sleep. And this is so important for your children. And also to turn down the Wi-Fi. Our, you know, circadian rhythms get thrown off by all of this blue light technology. Wow. And that includes TVs, but it's more your computer and your smartphone. Yeah, because now TVs are pretty much computers. It's not like the old school. Nobody has TV
exactly
anymore.
Exactly.
And the kids don't even watch TV. They're watching it on their phones or their iPads. So turning down the technology 2 hours before bed to allow your body to start producing melatonin and getting ready to sleep is important. And that will set me up for the morning, which I always put off getting back onto the technology, like checking email and firing up the computer until after the sun comes up. So for me, I have a good hour, you know, about where I write, because I write articles that I, I'm a regular contributor to Conscious Living News. It's like an online magazine. So I'm writing for those weekly articles. So I do my creative stuff with pen and paper, old school.
Exactly.
And that's usually after I get some more tea and a little bit of meditation as the sun comes up. I like to watch the sun rise out of my office window and do a little meditation or go outside. I'm in Florida, so you can always go out. It's always nice out.
Then
the day starts.
That's
school
wonderful.
And the gym, and then I come back and do some work. And after I have a nutritious meal, I participate in intermittent fasting, so I don't have my first meal until around 11:30 a.m.
I love it.
That's pretty much the size of it.
Yeah, I love it. That's perfect. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, out of Florida, and she's a holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach, author and speaker, and we're just kind of running through her brain tonight to find out a little bit more about her. I want to hear more about them teas there, Selena. Tell us about what type of teas do you drink and do you recommend? I want to jot some of those down. I got a bunch of teas at the job already, but what kind of teas do you recommend that you like?
Well, I mean, I have an herb shop that I go to, and I actually get the dried herbs.
Right. Okay,
so
gotcha.
I mix in, you know, things for...
Yeah.
I'm always doing a vitamin C boost in my tea, and at night I have one that's for winding down and, you know, relaxation. In the morning, I'll do more green tea with maca or green tea with turmeric and different. I like to mix some spices. It's not just all herbs. Some cayenne pepper that's good for getting your metabolism and everything moving.
Gotcha.
But it's now I think the one I have is a vitamin C in my nighttime blend, and that's got skullcap in it and nettle, passion flower,
I love it.
Some wintergreen, chamomile. I even have some lavender seeds sometimes I'll put in for that type of, depends, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you kind of mix it up a little bit. That's pretty good. Yeah, I love it.
You can't go wrong with the traditional chamomile or peppermint. Those are always good for nighttime.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Selena, also too, now, do you use, is that the one you got to use a diffuser or something like that, they call it? Yeah, that's the one. That's good. So that's good. That's
I use a French press, which most people use for coffee, but it works great for brewing because I like a really large tea, as long as I can finish it a couple hours before I go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But it's to help the house too, don't it?
Helps the house smell good too. Is that correct? I mean, it puts aroma throughout the house too. That's pretty cool. So
I make it for my husband too. He drinks it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there you go. That's what I'm talking about right there. So that's good. I just wanted to take some notes on that one. So you get the loose tea and then do your own blends as you want to. That's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That is powerful. Well, that's great.
I always encourage my clients to do this because what it does, it's more of the process of actually brewing. And I know it might sound strange to listeners to get philosophical about tea, but it's one of the oldest remedies on the planet.
That's right.
I mean, they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. And the act of actually taking dried roots and leaves and brewing them, it gives you back control. Like, if this is your first step in a holistic lifestyle, and it usually is something I encourage my clients to do as a first step in their night, in setting up their nighttime routine, it's a trigger to let your body know that you're getting ready to wind down if you're, for your nighttime tea. And you are an active participant at that point in your health. So brewing the tea and selecting the herbs and spices to put into it, you are participating in your health in that respect.
Yeah.
So I find it very, it's kind of spiritual.
Yeah, exactly.
So I find that's really important to me.
It is. Absolutely. And the pharmaceutical system, ladies and gentlemen, don't want you to know that. But we just told you.
That's why it always says this is not approved by the FDA because they can't patent herbs.
Nope. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. Somebody would have to own all of them on the planet, and that ain't gonna happen.
Well, I mean, they could try to own seeds and then control the seed industry like they do with our corn and the soybeans and all of that. I don't think we want to get into a discussion about GMOs.
No, we don't want to do that. Nope, don't want to do that. Nope, because we'd be here for another show. We could do that another time for
Try to go with organic on that note, though, because leaves, tea leaves, tea plants, and herbs are sprayed just like anything else.
Yeah.
So do try to get them from a local source or organic if possible. Or grow them yourself. I have chocolate mints grown in the background in the backyard, lemon balm. Dandelion root is one of the strongest. It is a blood cleanser, and it has anti-cancer properties. And I know that's near and dear to your heart, Dr. Vaughn.
Absolutely.
So you could just pull the, and, instead of putting weed killer on them, let those babies grow and eat the leaves. And, like you would like bitter greens, eat the leaves, you cook them like you would any bitter green, and then dry those roots and make them into tea.
Wow, I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Selena Pizarro. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Vaughn, we're talking. She is a qualified and certified holistic transformation coach. She's also a corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker. And we've been talking about helping you out a little bit today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Selena, one thing I want to let people know, too, is how to get in that touch with you. If somebody wanted to know more about this in detail and also be a part of your program in the future, how can they get in touch with you? Just put that out there for a minute.
My company is CP Fit Pro, so that's CPFITPRO.com.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Everybody got that out
like
there?
Like my name, Selena Pizarro. Yeah. Selena with the T.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I love it. So we'll be putting that out there throughout the show till we get finished here tonight. We'll make sure people get information about that. Well, that's great. Well, Selena, let's go backwards a little bit and talk about your growing up a little bit. What kind of motivated you to get into this area a little bit? Did your parents, siblings, or friends?
Well, this is a funny story. I posted something about, people post things on Facebook to see what people know about you. And I had 15 facts, and I asked people to pick which one wasn't true about me.
Okay.
And on that list, pretty much had a lot to do with my childhood. So if you give me a second, I'll pull it up and I'll read them out and tell me which one you think isn't true.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll be glad to do that. Yeah, take your time. We've got some time on this baby here. That's great.
There's the radio guest spot. What is that? I was born in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in the same house growing up, pretty much all kids were raised. I suppose that even all that time, my daughter, we've moved around quite a bit since she was born. But at my age, that was kind of normal to be in one house. So here's my list.
Okay.
Number one, former bodybuilder. Number two, lived on a sailboat. Number three, went to Rocket Science College. Number four, oldest child of four. Number five, had a job title, mad scientist. Number six, certified makeup artist. Number seven, loves to jet ski. Number eight, family owned a restaurant, boat. Number nine, kombucha brewer. 10, lived in the mountains. 11, lived on the water. 12, an abroad exchange student. 13, flipped houses for a living. 14, published author. And 15, kickboxing instructor. So most of those things are from my childhood. But one of them is not true. That was the trick.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. And I got to figure out here real quickly which one I think it is, because I didn't talk to you about everything when we first met. So I'm going to talk about the kickboxing. How about that? I'm just going to guess that one. But I'm just for time's sake, I'm going to say kickboxing. You didn't do.
I am a kickboxing instructor, but I have not. I don't have any classes I'm teaching right now.
No problem.
Well, the funny thing was, I had friends of mine that I've known for years commenting on this, and for the most part, they were like, "Oh, did you really do this or that?" Well, the one that's not true is I've never been on a jet ski before, but I've lived on the water,
close
to the water, all of
my
life. So it's kind of ironic. But I grew up in New Jersey and I did well in school. But when I went to go to college, I got a scholarship in aerospace engineering. So I came down to Florida on a scholarship for engineering. And when that didn't really work out too well, I did some business and went into healthcare and worked for a hospital because my mother is a nurse. So she got me a job at the local hospital. So I knew I didn't want to be a nurse.
Right, exactly. Maybe a director.
She was.
Yeah, director, but not nurse.
Right. So I went into health information and the healthcare administration, rather. So that's how I got into the healthcare arena. And, I did that for as long as you introduced me, all those years.
Yeah, that's something. That's awesome. That is awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and our special, special guest, Lady Selena Pizarro, is with us. Lady Jim, she's a holistic transformation coach and corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker. And we're going to be getting through all of her background here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a tremendous individual doing some great things around the country. So we're excited about that. Yes, Selena, we're just so excited about your background. And thank you so much for sharing a little bit of that as well. You know, we got to get into the bodybuilding a little bit about your successes there and your awards. If you would tell us a little bit about that as well and how you started that, getting an X. That's pretty serious there, as far as the training and getting ready for that.
Well,
I think.
you know, when I hit
wow.
rock bottom. So this is really kind of where my new story begins.
I love
it. I share it with people to let them know that I understand where they are. But it's not something I associate with too much because it was a very painful time. It was around 2012, and my daughter and I had been through some rough transition. We were like in between houses, and my weight just, you know, went out of control. I blew up, and I was working for the treatment center, and I had a high pressure job. I had my stress and anxiety was through the roof. I had every food sensitivity under the sun. I was taking medications to help me sleep, to help me get up, for my headaches, for my PMS, for pain, for everything, you know. And I worked with doctors, so it was very easy to get a new prescription.
Right.
I knew that there had to be a better way, but I didn't know how.
Yeah.
I was in like a downward spiral, and it just felt like I couldn't get out, you know. I could bear it, you know. It was just like a matter of getting through the day. People say I'm just trying to make it through the day, and that's exactly what I was doing.
We call it the valley experience, if you will. All of us have gone through the valley experience, I'm sure.
I'm sure if they had the test how they test now, I probably was like pre-diabetic, and that was 7 years ago, so I was in my mid-30s. You know, it was bad. So fast forward, a woman came back into my life that I used to work with, and she looked phenomenal. And I said to her, I was like, you know, what the heck have you been doing? And she was looking at me like all good girlfriends do, and she said, what the hell have you been doing?
Right.
You look like crap.
Exactly. Right. Tell you the truth, right? Just tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I love it. You need somebody in your life doing that.
Yeah. She was training to compete in a bodybuilding competition. I said, well, I'm going to do that too, you know? So we started to train in my garage. We didn't even go to the gym. We started training in my garage. And over the next course of maybe 6 or 8 months, I lost 30 pounds and, and I had a near-death experience at work during that time with a dried piece of fruit that I had an allergic reaction to.
Wow.
Thankfully, I was in the nurse's station of the facility.
Hallelujah.
And they shot me in the leg with an EpiPen because my throat was closing up. And from the combination of that and starting to already work out, I was forced to go on a green diet at that point because the food sensitivity had gotten so bad, everything was aggravating my system.
Yeah.
So I really relearned about what nutrition was and realized that I was nutrient deficient. So I worked with, the nutritionist that I was peers with, and, I was exercising regularly, and I got to the point of losing the weight, and I decided that I was going to pursue my bodybuilding my lofty goal, and I joined a professional team. So after doing that, they really taught me about the timing of food and proper exercise to gain muscle and just how macronutrients work with your body. And then I started to study all this stuff on the side because I was so intrigued by how our body utilizes nutrients. And it was just so fascinating to me. I mean, I always loved science. And I was in healthcare for
engineering background.
20 years
engineering background. Yeah, exactly.
It just was a natural progression because I looked the part. I mean, I had transitioned over the course of at that point, it was really a shorter amount of time. It was only about 12 weeks that I was stage ready. So people were like, the CEO, the doctors, the psychiatrists at work were like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
So I started, what are you eating out of that Tupperware container? So I started hosting department challenges and just education at work.
People were interested.
So that's kind of what set me on this path.
Yeah, they saw you, but see, they saw the results, though. See, that's the key right there. They saw that transformation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked, I just was completely different. So I tell the story about my three-step program. It's the first step is to do just, I mean, I did the same thing. This is how I came up with it. You detox your body and your environment. Then you revitalize it with proper nutrition then the next part, which I didn't know until I got to my first competition, is all about your mindset and centering and aligning your consciousness with your mind body spirit connection, right?
So I get
to the stage, first competition, my family's there, everyone's there. So I'm super nervous. I'm like the whole time, I'm like in the corner. I'm like, oh my God, what the heck am I doing here? I'm older than all of these chicks. What the heck am I thinking? And I got up on stage and I did my thing and I got last place. Last place. not even out of like 70 people. And I was like, obviously I was heartbroken and couldn't believe it because I was a leader. I'm a leader in my field, a director for management my whole life, and past president, this isn't me. What the heck?
Yeah.
And I realized in that moment that I was already defeated before I had gotten there. My mind in my head, I was already defeated.
Gotcha.
So I made a vow to come back on to the stage and win. And for the next eight weeks, I actually moved up to the higher division.
Yeah,
it was a harder division. So I had to
pack on
some more muscle.
That's nice.
But
that's beautiful.
I went through all of that every night, visualizing and winning.
Yeah.
And
right.
when I came back onto stage 8 weeks later, I got first place. So I went from last to first.
Come on now. That's what I'm talking about, Selena. Woo! Hold on a minute. I got some people out there want to clap for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's wonderful, Selena. See, that's the key right there, that mindset. You hit it right on the money there, buddy. You hit it right on the money there, Selena. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those joining us on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and our special guest, Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker. And she is talking to us about some serious stuff, that mindset. That's the key, because you can do anything with the mindset right in it. Selena, just incredible. So proud of you. And thank you for sharing that with us today as well. Well, with that, it also takes us to some other things, right? Let's talk about this author stuff now. When you started writing, let's go to the author side.
I like to take on like big lofty goals, and kind of jump in with both feet.
Absolutely.
So I've always, part of my nighttime routine is journaling, and I've always though I make it now, it's a serious part of my routine. I've always kind of written in the past, journal, nothing serious. But I have, once I came online with my program, I needed to share my story so that other people could see a little bit of themselves in my story. So I had to write my story. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I decided that I wanted to write a book. And then there was, at the beginning of this year, January, there was a health fair in the Awaken Wellness Fair in Port St. Lucie, not too far from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was meditating, and it came to me that I needed to go there and speak and sell or speak about my book and bring my book to this fair. Well, I didn't have a book. I hadn't even written a page.
Yeah, exactly.
Book,
not yet.
But
not yet,
it
right?
came to me while I was meditating that I needed to do this. Well, the wellness fair was the mid-January of this year, and this was like October. So I started looking around on, online, and I was, really, really felt like the need to do this.
Yeah.
And I came in contact with a woman who, my book is called You Glow Girl.
Yeah, and man, I love that title. I love it.
It is the accompanying guide to my 3-step program. So in the beginning, the intro is my story, but the book is an actual usable guide on how to detox your body, detox your home, how to rejuvenate your body and revitalize it with nutrition and exercise, and then how to align with, you know, your mind, body, spirit, and meditation and mindful exercises. So those are the 3 steps, and that's detailed in my book.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course I had the information, but I didn't have it in a book format, and I didn't have a publishing company.
Right.
So I'm like,
well,
how the heck am I going to do this in 3 months?
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
Well, just like how God put me in contact with you, he had me cross paths with a publishing company called Glow Girl Publishing.
Wow.
My book, I already had my title for my book.
Yeah, exactly. Before
Glow
that,
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this woman's a lovely lady. She's out of Pennsylvania. So she's got a crazy story of her own, but her whole mission is to help other women get their stories out. So she runs a very reasonable publishing company, and she does it through Kindle Direct Publishing, and she's awesome. So she got the book out of me in a month, and we had it in print in another 10 days. So in like 40 days.
Focused. Y'all was focused, man. Y'all were focused
sure. Yeah, she got it out of me. So, now it's available on Amazon and Kindle and on my website as well. So that was it all. And I brought it there. I brought my books and I spoke about it at the Wellness Fair. So,
absolutely. Yeah, because I remember seeing the book. Yeah, you gave some of the books away when we met down at the convention. So that was great. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Our beautiful and awesome guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Selena Pizarro. She is a holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker, and we're so excited about having her with us today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're taking some great copious notes today. We're talking about her background, her bodybuilding success and awards, her book, and her journey to success. I love it. She's now out of the valley and on the mountaintop and moving forward. I love it.
Still going up.
Exactly. That's wonderful. You know, one thing, too, I'm so excited about that you are focusing in on women and their health today, because you know there's a lot going on today. Selena, we'll have to do another show about that, but there's a lot in the news now about that. And women are getting, you know, not to say they weren't ever smart, but they're getting smarter about certain things now and coming into their own, if that makes any sense to y'all out there. But they're basically just rising up. I love that, that they're coming to say, hey, we got to do better. We got to be better because they are better, so in my opinion. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. That's really good. So we're going to have to do another show and just talking about what's happening in the industry that's going against what you're talking about. We have to do another show on that, Sue, for sure. So I'm excited about that. Well, Selena, one thing we want our guests, our listeners to know out there is kind of talk about in the area of health today. What are some of the top areas that are issues today, if you don't mind? Maybe the top 3 or 4, whatever you want to say there today. But what's some of the top issues in women's health today?
It depends what angle you're coming from. I mean, in the healthcare industry, there's such a focus around cancer and women specific cancers, that I think that just like it always has, is very frightening for people. But there is a huge eruption of autoimmune disease as well. And for whatever reason, it seems to afflict more women than men. I feel that 90% of all diseases that people die from are rooted in inflammation. And that's not only systemic inflammation, but inflammation of the gut. And I believe it was Hippocrates, and this is not, I'm referencing this because I'm not making it up, but Hippocrates said all disease starts in the gut. So as the origin of systemic inflammation, that's where it usually starts. And these things can, if you have that dysbiosis, it will present as symptoms like pain and bloating, IBS, acid reflux, weight fluctuation, fatigue, anxiety, depression. People call it leaky gut or SIBO, and then there's a lot of overgrowth of candida. But there's about 22 or so of gut dysfunctions that don't present any symptoms. So even if you don't feel any of these, you still might have some dysbiosis. So even if we're talking about all these individual diseases, the way Western medicine kind of, they compartmentalize you and they diagnose and prescribe, when you look at it from an integrative medicine approach, you treat the whole person and the whole body. So if you treat the inflammation, you are going to prevent or reverse the vast majority of the issues going on today. So by treating person and treating you from the inside out, one of the first things to really to do when you if you want it, if you are afflicted by any of those symptoms, one of the first things to do is to do a detox, which is why it's step one in my program. Now, this isn't like a real strong detox where, like, you're not eating anything or eating water, but you remove all of the foods that are, you know, inflammatory foods for most people. So you you remove them from your diet that are probably the causes for the inflammation. Now, those are things like processed vegetable oil, sugar, fried food, processed food, dairy, processed lunch meat, artificial sweeteners, alcohol, gluten, caffeine for many people. Now, you might think that that doesn't leave a lot, you know, for you to eat, but what it does leave is whole foods and primarily plant-based foods, and you can have, you know, lean meat, like, you know, fish, eggs. I would suggest to cutting out red meat initially, but you can do it as short as 4 days to allow your gut microflora to repopulate. It can be done in as little as 4 days. It only takes 4 days for the lining in your gut, the cell lining in your gut, to regenerate. And it I think, like all of the cells in our body, after 7 years, you get a whole new system anyway. But the gut is one of the fastest healing in the body. So this is why I do a 4-day detox to start with. So, doing that, you can kind of, you know, prevent, all of these, you know, all of these autoimmune disorders and, even cancer has been linked to inflammation, unless it's genetic. That's a different story, but, you can change the genetic expression of your genes by changing the foods that you eat.
Yeah, that's powerful. And this is all part of your book, too. Shalene, is that correct? Is all part of in your book?
The 4-day detox is in my book. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, if you would, tell everybody out there listening and who will be listening, first of all, how to get in touch with you and how to order the book. Is the book on Facebook as well under that, or is it under the website?
It is. It is on my CPFit, or I'm sorry, the business page is my name, Pizarro Holistic Coach, I think. Is what it is.
Okay.
But if you look up my name, it'll come up.
Yeah.
But the book is on Amazon, and it's also on my website, www.cpfitpro.com.
Fantastic. That's great, Selena. Thank you so much for sharing that. We want to make sure people can get access to that, and also give you a call for some appointments and get some information as well. You know, one thing people have to do is be evaluated. Is that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Selena, but people should be evaluated. And do you do some of that as well? Do you evaluate their initial, you know, status,
I always do what I call is kind of like a discovery session with them to see if we are a good match. Like, if I'm a good match for the individual and if they're a good match for me. Because if they're not successful, then I'm not successful. But I only work with about 5 women a month. on a one-to-one basis.
Right,
I
right,
do my other
exactly.
work within groups. So that's more self-guided, but my programs are designed around the same principles. So there's an evaluation, absolutely.
That's great. And your technique is brilliant because, see, that's what the system doesn't have is that one-on-one. They got so many people, they don't have time to see you to do what you're talking about. They just want to give you something to tie it over. And what gets me, Celine, is that they say, well, if this doesn't work, come back, Mr. Vaughn, and we'll give you something else. Say, what are y'all doing? Experimenting on
you? Well, that's because they do the diagnose, prescribe, and try to treat the symptoms.
Help me.
They're treating the symptoms, not the person. That's the issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is part of the reason why I left corporate healthcare because it was so out of alignment with what I came to believe. I mean, I really feel that the traditional Western medicine healthcare system is broken in that sense. They just it's not designed to treat. Yeah. I mean, there are doctors, there are naturopaths.
Right.
That do that, but I'm talking like traditional healthcare setting.
Absolutely. And guys, also too, I want to make a disclaimer. We are not doctors, medical doctors, so please understand that for those listening around the globe.
No, but I have worked with many of them, and they only get about 24 hours of nutritional training in med school. I have spoken one-on-one. I'm friends with many of them and the psychiatrists, so you know.
Yeah,
they have
actually
psychiatrists knew more about nutrition than the medical doctors.
Right.
So figure.
Exactly. Because I got some friends that are behavioral health doctors and they talk about nutrition more than the regular doctor. Yeah. I said, wow, which makes sense. And you think about on the behavioral health side. So that's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're with Power Connections with Celine Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Vaughn, we're having a great time with Celine. She is a holistic transformation coach. For those who are just joining us, this awesome voice you hear on there, other than mine, is corporate. She's also a corporate wellness coach and author and speaker. I love it. You know, as we continue with Celine, ladies and gentlemen, Celine, what are you doing now? I guess we kind of talked about that right now, what you're doing now for women. But if you would talk about what your goals are for women today. And what's your passion? You kind of talked about that a little bit already, but what do you want women to have a takeaway from today a little bit?
Well, my personal goal is to reach 1,000 women this year on like a personal level to transform their way of looking at wellness and give them back their control that they give away your control. You're forced to give away your control in the modern healthcare system. So I give them the tools to take back that control and the knowledge to take back that control and get in tune with their body because our bodies are made to heal. They want homeostasis. Our bodies are an amazing, amazing group of organs and systems that are, you know, made to heal. If you listen, it will tell you what it needs. But if you have a bunch of chaos going on outside and inside your body, and you, I just wrote an article about actually being present. The average person spends 40% of their waking hours thinking about something other than the present. So that's half of your life that's gone. Because thinking about what happened, what you think happens or your memory of it, which what isn't usually reality, it's like some warped version of it, or what hasn't happened, the future. So we've already given away half of our life.
Yes.
Just in that regard. And the other half of the time, we aren't listening to ourselves, our bodies, and giving it what it needs. We're giving it what we think that is going to make us feel good in that moment. That's what most people do. So I focus on mothers mostly because they're usually the head of household. So if they make the change, then everyone in the household will make the change as well in taking back control of their health. But my vision is that I believe that all people, but specifically women, deserve to live their best life in their best body. Because this body is the only one that you're going to ever get.
Absolutely.
And it's not just a vehicle to get you from here to there.
Absolutely.
So you should feel good about it and learn to love it and learn to accept its flaws, but also learn to listen to it and give it what it needs make sure that, you know, you can be alive for your great grandkids' wedding.
Absolutely. It's all about knowledge, you know, Selena. It's all about knowledge, and knowledge is power when it's applied. Now, Selena, one thing I was thinking about while you was talking, I'm sure you do work with prenatal, you know, ladies that are having babies and stuff. Do you do prenatal counseling as well for those in that area?
I
understand
have anyone right now that are pregnant. Most of my the women that I work with tend to be more middle-aged. Couldn't be pregnant. I mean,
it's a
possibility. I do have some recent grandmothers that are young.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, prenatal care, I mean, I'm very familiar with it. But having the right nutrition before you get pregnant and having the right lifestyle before you get pregnant, so planned pregnancy is important. Yeah. And then obviously while you're pregnant, because, you know, there is I just saw an article about a new IV drug that was passed by the FDA, and I can't remember how many tens of thousands of dollars that it cost, but it is to treat postpartum depression. And postpartum depression is a symptom of a nutrient deficiency.
Yep, that's why I brought it up. I heard that. Yep, that's exactly why I wanted to talk about that, because that's in the news now.
And it's and I think it's kind of criminal that they're doing this, because the mother is hopefully breastfeeding. And so they have to stay in the hospital for like 48 or 36 hours to get the IV. But the point is it's a deficiency that can be, through good nutrition, can be righted. Now, it's something, it's a normal process, because you're giving birth to a new being. So you, obviously, that being is going to take nutrients from your body. That's
there you go.
Important to take
that's
in
right.
all of the folic acid and the extra omega vitamins and everything during that time.
Yep.
But you should be hyper-vigilant. I mean, I know I was. And, you know, this wasn't even a thing. My daughter's 13. I just was hyper-vigilant at the time. But if you certainly can... You certainly can remedy this with proper nutrition. And you might have to supplement, you know, if you don't get enough while you're pregnant. You might have to supplement, but it's still can be done without pharmaceuticals.
And I tell you, Selena, even I'm non-clinical, so I even got excited about that. I said, this ain't right what they were doing, because I know they're not doing no pre-evaluations and not drilling down to see, you know, learn more about that person's body, see what they're doing currently and their eating habits and things like that. And also explaining the fact that the baby's going to be taking some stuff, you know, to live too as well, you know, and they got to.
Or it's going to be away from the mother.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be there? And this is something that's done very soon after birth. I mean, as far as prenatal and moms are concerned, I think the one thing that you can do for your child, in all seriousness, if you can do it medically, and it's not going to be a harm to you, is to have a normal birth, vaginal birth, because that when the baby goes through the canal, that is their inoculation with all of the good bacteria. And when you do not do this, you know, your babies aren't born with like the bacteria that, you know, they're in a sterile environment until they're born.
Exactly.
So, and then of course, trying to postpone any vaccines that aren't necessary. This is why kids have a lot of allergies and, issues today. There's a lot of C-sections, and they get tons of vaccines, and I'm not going to get into all that, but there is something to be said about having, and even if you have to have a C-section, they can still do a swab in the child's canals in their mouth so that they get that inoculation.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, reason why I brought it up, Selena, and everyone, we're talking to Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach. author and speaker, because it's all about prevention. We're trying to just educate and train people, and that's what we wanted to bring up tonight a little bit. But we do want to encourage you to get with your doctor, obviously, first, but also, too, you need to contact Selena Pizarro, too, on some additional holistic training, because she is certified in that area. So, ladies, I want to give that information out, too, real quickly, too. You guys, you can go to cpfitpro.com, a beautiful website.
Mm-hmm.
That's Charlie P. For those who don't need to, that's a CP Fit Pro, Charlie P. FitPro.com. And also, too, on Facebook, for those who love Facebook, just type in Selena Pizarro. That's with a C E L I N A P I Z A R R O on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. And you can get in touch with Selena about more details about her book, more details about her training and teaching in holistic transformation. I love it. That is so powerful, Selena. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I'm just a little concerned about what's happening, because I'm thinking they're doing things to people without giving them full information. You know, they just tell them to take this drug or whatever, and they're not getting any understanding on why they need to do it and what the side effects are potentially, too, because not everything is for everybody.
They don't know the side effects.
Yeah.
They don't know the side effects. They're not required to do testing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that if the FDA put it out, then it must be safe. But the drug companies have the burden of proof on them, it's put on them, to prove that it is not harmful. It's not that it's safe, it's that it's not harmful. And the amount of testing that they do is just not sufficient. I mean, they don't they're not testing these drugs for years and years and years, and they don't do it in combination with other drugs.
That's right.
The average American adult over the age of 55 years old is on two or more medications for chronic disease.
Mm.
So they're not testing them in combination of other drugs or over the counter, like NSAIDs and all of that. And this is the problem. They're testing it in a petri dish, and the doctors that are testing it are paid by the drug company. So that, you know, the results show what they they need them to show.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, because they got lobbyists. Absolutely. Yeah, don't get us started on that one, Selena. Do not get me started on that, because we know
But you don't have to rely on them if you have knowledge.
Right.
If you have knowledge, you do not have to rely on what the government says or what the drug companies say. Or frankly, what your doctor says. If you don't agree with it, then go to another doctor.
Right. But also, too, Selena, I want to tell everybody out there, do your homework. Do your research.
Mm-hmm.
There is no excuse for not looking up everything you talked about on the holistic side. None.
You can
YouTube.
You just go to Dr. Google.
That's right. Do that. You can go to, I forgot the WebMD. You can go to a lot of places, ladies and gentlemen, and just look up this stuff too. Also, too, I'm not going to say it too long, Selena, but people need to also know their blood type as well. A lot of people don't know their blood type, Selena. You know that? It's amazing. They don't know their blood type. So that's important to know your blood type, guys. Get to know your blood type through your doctor. Know what your blood type is. And we're not going to get into this tonight, but there's also, you're supposed to eat certain things you should eat for your blood type, according to the
expert. There's a whole eat by your blood type. And I do more of eat by your body type, because most of the ones that I work with
Absolutely.
Want to lose weight.
Yeah.
So the eat for your body type is... you know, if they don't have serious medical conditions, then that's a good diet as well.
Wow, I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker. And we're so excited about her being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're enjoying the program with Selena, because she is a wealth of knowledge, and the best is yet to come. We got some more stuff we can't share with you yet. It'll be happening. We're going to have her back on when she gets some additional things going on there. I love it. Can't wait for that. I love it. Well, Selena, we didn't want to keep it too long, but we wanted to give some takeaways. Can you give us a little attaboys or some little empowerment for the women out there and the men? But we know the men can use it as well. But what would you tell us that we need to do today? What do you want us to do today?
My number one suggestion would be to take the time to be present with your family and sit down and have a meal together without the phone. Like, the phone, the social media updates can wait. Put down the electronics and sit and have food that you prepared with your family and have we're losing like the personal touch, like you were mentioning.
Yes, we are.
So,
yeah, we are.
You know, at work, you know, have a face-to-face conversation. Don't pick up the phone and call somebody who's in the next office. Go and talk to them in person.
Exactly.
And, you know, especially with your family. So I think that's, you know, really one of the most important things that we can do.
Yes,
and teach your kids. Teach your kids this as well. I am running a master class tomorrow at noon Eastern time. That is on Facebook. That is in my group on Facebook. I'm not really sure how to share that with everybody, but it is Journey to Fitness is the name of the group. You can look it up there. And I'm also giving a healthy habits class at one of the local health food markets here where I live, just to, as, you know, something to give back to the community. Saturday.
I love it. That's wonderful. Yeah, we're going to start being starting in May, Selena. We're going to start doing that same type of, you know, health and wellness seminars and what I call education in May. So our goal is just to get the information out there, and people are smart enough just going to say, yeah, I want to know more about this area. So, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it from Selena. She's got a Journey to Fitness coming up on Facebook. They could just type in that, right? Journey to Fitness on Facebook.
Journey
would that come
to,
up that way?
Yeah, it's Journey to Fitness and Wellness Club. But if you just look up Journey to Fitness, it should come up, and you'll probably see a picture of my back.
I saw that with the shirt. Was that the pink? Yeah, was that the pink shirt?
Yeah.
I saw that. Really, I couldn't. I didn't. It says "Weak girls tone, strong girls lift." I love it. Is that the one?
Yes.
I love it. That's great. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and like that one.
My workout
post right now. I love it. Well, that's great. That's great. Well, thank God for that one. And now you're doing a health habit for those. What city, if you don't mind, can you tell them what city you're going to be in?
It's going to be at the West Melbourne Lucky's Market in West Melbourne, Florida. Yeah. And that is right after yoga. We're doing yoga first at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the healthy habits class is at 10. And yoga, they get a free drinks and stuff from the cafe, and then with mine, I'm doing all kinds of good, healthy food choices, and we'll have food samples and all kinds of stuff like that, too.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Power Connections with Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, holistic transformation coach, corporate wellness coach, author, and speaker. We've been talking about a lot of stuff today, guys. She's got a tremendous bio, probably 500 pages of her bio. I couldn't read to you today. Just kidding, of course, about that. But she's got an extensive background. We've been talking about her book, her dreams, her background in bodybuilding, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to get to know her through her network, which is going to be cpfitpro.com. That's her website. C as in Charlie, P as in Paul, fit. pro.com for those out there on the network. I want you guys to check it out. Shoot her email there and let her know. Her website is awesome. And if you want to know more information about her book, too, as well. And I believe it's, and correct me if I'm wrong, it says, You Glow Girl. Is that correct? You Glow Girl?
Mm-hmm.
I love
That's it.
That's wonderful. That's it. And you got to get a copy of that, guys. You got to get a copy for the ladies in your life, now the women in your life as well, and get that out there. And guys, I want you guys to go out and buy that book. And get it to your wives, get it to your aunties and grandmas, or whatever, any women in your life. You need to get that out there, guys, as well. You Glow Girl by Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Well, that's wonderful. Hey,
and if they order
Selena,
from my website, they can get a signed copy.
Ooh, I love it. You hear that, guys? You can get a signed copy from the website, and that's cpfitpro.com. I love it. Well, Selena, we are excited about you. Thank you so much for joining us on Power Connections tonight. I want to give you some final thoughts there from Selena. Anything you want to tell us tonight that you can leave us with for the rest of the weekend here?
I believe in every single one of you, and I wish you all health, and that you let you know that you can all live well holistically with just some simple choices and some simple changes to your habits and your routine.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Selena. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want you guys to get in touch with Selena. She is an awesome individual. I had the pleasure of meeting her down in Orlando, Florida. Her wonderful, wonderful website is cpfitpro.com. for more information about her book and, of course, even getting in contact with her. But also on Facebook, guys, Facebook, Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen. That's Selena with a C, and Pizarro is spelled P-I-Z-A-R-R-O. You get in touch with her. And if you got any problems doing any of those, give me a call. I'll make sure we connect her with you guys as well. You can give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. But Selena, we're excited. Please give love to your family, and we want you guys to have a great rest of the evening as well. I'm getting excited about those teas, but I'm going to go buy me some loose tea now.
I'll send you a custom blend.
That'd be great. Yeah, any recipes you recommend, that'd be wonderful. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I like about that sleep, guys. We want you guys to get more sleep, too. Selena told us to get more sleep. And I would think minimum 6 hours, I think, but it could be more for whatever you know. This is years ago. I had a friend of mine, Selena, that used to go to bed at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, at night. I couldn't understand why you go to. I wouldn't be going to bed till like 12 o'clock. And that she, of course, she had to get up early. But the point is, she got her rest. She would go to bed at 8 o'clock every night.
I'll be in bed as soon as we get off the phone here.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that powerful? So that's good. So you got to do what you got to do, but you're going to be ready for tomorrow and be refreshed as well. And plus, your body's going to be rejuvenated as well. So that's pretty cool. So we're going to talk more about that later. Maybe next time we'll talk about how to, you know, get prepared for the evening and then what you should put in your body. Because some people eat late. I know sometimes I eat late and then go straight to bed, you know, after that.
No, that's
so
got, no good. That,
yeah,
that
I know.
No
we got to talk
good.
About
There's
that.
There's a whole nighttime routine. We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah, please. We're going to talk about that. Especially, I want you to be talking to the guys next time a little more than the ladies do, because we need the guys need some help. Man, we need the guys need some help. So looking forward to that. Well, great. Anything else, Selena? Anything else you wanted to share? You good?
No, thank you so much, Dr. Vaughn. It's been a pleasure, and I can't wait to talk to you soon again.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have you back. We have another segment called My Health, Your Health with Kevin Vaughn. So we may do a health segment, if you like. So we'll be talking more about that. Of course, Selena, you know, you will be in touch through the network as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Selena Pizarro. She's our power connector today and for the rest of the month as well. She's a holistic transformation coach. She's certified in that area, a corporate wellness coach, and also author and speaker. And we've been talking about her wonderful website. I'll be pushing out her website too, guys, on social media. So be looking out for that on the network as well from Power Connections and from the MLT network from Kevin Vaughn. Well, Selena, take care of yourself. We're so excited for you. Appreciate your time. Give love to the family. And we'll talk to you next time on Power Connections. I love it. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. And we thank you so much for your time tonight. We want to leave you a couple things real quickly. Remember to always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And we want to thank God for our special, special guest, Selena Pizarro, ladies and gentlemen, with us, her and her wonderful family. We thank God for her family allowing her to come on with us and share a little bit too as well. Okay, hey, we got to get out of here, guys. We got things to do, places to be, and money to make. So let's do it, and we'll see you next time on Power Connections. Thank you so much. Bye. See ya. Bye-bye. Of the MLT network. Hey, we'll see you next time. Take care now. Bye-bye. Remember, Jesus is Lord.